الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم With regard to the poems in the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat Yesterday we learned this poem just to revise it quickly that when we start our zikr and we have explained that we should read Durood Sharif first think of this ayat And another hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِ Person who just sits and makes zikr, I am his companion. So what better companion you want? So then you don't have to think of any other friend, not even your wife, who can be a better companion than Allah Rabbul Izzat. So all these things are to bring concentration, and we see the, how important is this cause, which will help us to the main cause of salah. So what we learn when we start our zikr, dil mera ho jaye ek maidani hu. Remember, zikr has to go into the heart, the connection with Allah Ta'ala. So you're saying, Ya Allah, empty my heart. All the time now I got all other connections. I'm thinking if my business come right, then I'll be okay. If just medicine, if I get it, that and then my disease will go, etc. No, that can never help me. Oh Allah, you come, empty my heart of all these things. And that is why when we say La ilaha, we're taking out all these negative factors. And illallah, tuhi tuho, tuhi tuho, tuhi tu. That oh Allah, only you should be in my heart. Only you be in my heart all the time. And then the poem that we read when we make the zikr of Allah. And when we're making zikr of Allah, then as our shaykh teaches us, and this is the training from our mashayikh, according to their experience, what has benefited. This is not according to, so to say, the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every mashayikh has got his treatment, and which has proved to be very, very beneficial. So to make zikr, that is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the way we are taught, that is according to our mashayikh, and there is great barakat in that also. So when you make zikr of Allah, then you don't move your body slightly to the right and then to the left. You just keep your mouth in line with your heart. And just think lightly that there is a tongue in my mouth. I'm saying Allah with my tongue. From my mouth, but there is a tongue in my heart also. So Allah must come out from my heart. And everything around me, Allah says, وَإِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ يُسَبِّئُ بِحَمْدِي Everything makes the zikr of Allah. Whether we understand it, we don't understand it. Even the walls, the ceiling, the carpet, everything are making the zikr of Allah. And Allah is allowing me to make the zikr. So when a person says, Allah, ponder on your heart, that, oh Allah, everything is making your zikr and I forgot about you. And now you brought me and made me, give me the tawfiq to make your zikr. So then, just say Allah. When you say Allah, we started this poem here, Narai Mastana. And this is when a person reached that stage. You start making zikr, we say we're still unmindful. But the time will come in your heart, like Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah used to read this poem and our pious Mashayikh. Narai Mastana. Nara means to call out to loudly. And who are you calling out? Mastana, the person I'm madly in love with. In other words, who should be you in love with? The creator of love. Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah, you are my beloved. To call out your name, khush mi ayadam. It makes me very happy. So in other words, to make zikr of Allah, I get very happy to call out your name. So Allah, make it such. Ta abad jana chuni mi baidam. Ta abad forever. As long as I got breath in my life, let me be all the time just making your zikr. In other words, I'm making now just few minutes with my tongue. But after that, don't let me forget you. Let me be all the time in your remembrance. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Further, we carry on with the important lesson of Anwarus Salah, which is most important for myself and all of us. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون In this kitab we carried on and learned yesterday that the whole object and purpose of learning about our salah and the whole object of what is called tasawuf is ihsan that is that special connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat That nisbat and that loving connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is the highest step. That is the ultimate. That is where we have to reach. But a person cannot reach there if you don't have the basics. You don't have salah yourself in your life properly. and you don't have a proper vehicle and you say, I want to reach this place, you'll never reach. So that's what the important aspect is, the preliminary, the introduction, all these other programs are extremely important. That the outward namaz must first come right in our life. The outward namaz, then what we learn in this kitab, then we will fall in that namaz. But if we don't have an outward namaz, then where we going to fall what? We can't fall anything. A person wants zamzam, but he doesn't have a container. Now he's parishan, where I'm going to fall in? So that is why it's extremely important. So here we came and we learned, we came to this point that we learned the great fazail, virtues of namaz, etc. has been explained in the Qur'an Kareem, in many, many kitabs, and the beautiful kitab Fazail-e-Amal, which is read, we get the great benefit and encouragement to, now I must start reading namaz. But now to make my namaz a namaz of reality. So Hazrat mentions here that the effect of namaz, one is you making namaz, but the effect of namaz, when that namaz becomes a haqiqi namaz, a true namaz, a proper namaz, and a namaz that is baru, it has got life in it. And that namaz which has got life has got khushu, it's got humbleness, devotion, concentration. And that type of namaz which is called ihsan, that is, antabudallah ka'annaka tara. As we learn, this ihsan, that is tasawuf. And this is why Allah has brought us here to the khanqa. You learn the basics and the masail of namaz, you learn in the maktab, then you go to Darul Uloom, you'll know more. All the masail of namaz, everything. But you're still like a raw kebab. You're still like just that body that is formed. And Allah Ta'ala, as we learn, 4 months and 10 days, Allah is making our body in the wombs of our mothers. Then after that, Allah puts ruh. And then when you come out into the world, then people see your reality. But that ruh has to be now. If that ruh is not there, we see a body comes out, it's still born. It's got no life. So same thing like me today, as our Shaykh explained, that my namaz is just an outward body. There's no life in my namaz. For today myself, the ummah, we like a person that has got life, but he's in coma. That he's in coma, he can't do anything. So exactly the same, my namaz is like I'm in coma. That's why we can't understand. I can't realize that how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to read 2 rakat and no food at home and food came. To us it seems like fairy tales because we're in a coma. When you come to reality, then you'll realize these people had life in them. Where they got this life? From the sohbat, the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is why the sohbat also is very important. But don't forget the preliminary thing. That we might think that I learned namaz when I was in the maktab, or I know all the masail of namaz, etc. But regularly, we have to, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Namaz, you don't learn from the kitabs. And you don't, and similarly, this what we're learning about ihsan, it's not just about from the bayan, it is the face of the sheikh, it's from heart to heart. And similarly, learning the outward namaz also, it's not online, etc. Online, you'll break your line off. You won't get connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So namaz also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, and today we see the ummah is in such a coma, that every small thing online, every small thing Zoom, You have, by Allah Ta'ala, you have to be present and you have to be in the company of the Shaykh. And Allah has made it so beautifully. For men, we come right here. For women, Allah Ta'ala has given them such honor that their respect and haya is so much that behind the parda, the benefit that we get, they get the same benefit. But they should be listening, attentive, and we should go home and make muzakara also. So when the suruh comes, then we'll see the ummah, Allahu Akbar, what condition we are going through, that 2 rakat namaz, how it will change a person's life. So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, all of us to understand, that first of all, the body is very, very important. And then after the body is formed properly, then the ruh has to come in that namaz. When that ruh comes in that namaz, then you'll see Allahu Akbar. That namaz has got khushu, concentration, devotion. And with regard to concentration and devotion, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ra'isul Mufassirin, he mentions, what is this concentration and devotion? Concentration and devotion is that when you stand in front of Allah, Just before you even come in front of Allah, when you're leaving your home already, your mind is totally now programmed that I'm going for a very, very great meeting. Somebody phone you also, you say, not now. No, I don't have time now. Now I'm going to meet my Allah. And when you come in the masjid, and before you come to the masjid also, how you are dressed, all that details we will learn in front, inshallah. That a person will now be totally conscious. And then when you start, Allahu Akbar, khaifuna qalban, sakinuna qaliban. Qalban, your heart. And qalib, your body. Your heart will be at fear that I'm standing in a dock now. I'm in front of the judge. And which judge? Malikul Mulk. Not a judge. Our creator, our owner. Allah, you stand in front of the judge, He doesn't know what's going through your mind. Allah knows what is going through our minds. Allahu Akbar. Our Dada Shaykh says it so beautifully that Allah Ta'ala is Ya'lamu Khaintal Ayun wa ma tukhfi sudur. And beautifully He translated it, Anko ki choriya or dilo ki raaz, tu sab janta hai e beniya. That I'm standing in front of you, O Allah, or I'm driving on the road with my wife, but with the side of my eyes I'm making khiyanat, looking at a woman. And she is telling me, keep your eyes on the road. You say, my eyes are on the road. But she is your big sheikh, she knows better than us also. So we shouldn't get upset. So Allah knows what we are stealing with our eyes, what we are thinking in our heart. So when you come in the court of Allah, in the royal court, and Allah has called us here. Allah invited us, which inshallah in front we will learn, and that is why we'll find what and how enjoyable is just to learn this bayan. Then when reality of namaz comes, not like myself, as we will learn in front, that years we are learning it, but we still got a namaz of hypocrisy. Still not even an inkling of what is nisbat. And that is why it's a life effort. Every year we should find mashayikh making the same effort. But we all should realize that where am I? I'm still far from knowing what namaz is. So a person then he will stand totally motionless in front of Allah with fear, and his body will be motionless. In other words, our Shaykh says, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has to explain this so beautifully that, as we learn in the next the sentence, that a person, before you come for namaz, you made wuzu, you washed yourself, everything, you even used the towel and wipe yourself, then you came nicely, nothing was itching. You were not scratching nowhere. You just started your namaz, Allahu Akbar. Now you're scratching your face here, scratching your nose also. Our Dada Shaykh says, I even saw people, good people, digging diamonds while scratching their nose. And they even inspecting it, whether it's a Kohinoor, what diamond is this. And in namaz, so it shows that we're far from concentration. We're far when you're in namaz, you won't even, I think Allahu Akbar, this incident, Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayhi, just teaching dars, just teaching hadith, Allahu Akbar. And the students could make out, while Hazrat is teaching today, there's something wrong. There, his face is turning pale and he's looking sick, but he carried on. After the dars, then they had courage to say, Hazrat, what's wrong? You don't feel well. He says, just lift up my kurta at the back. When they lifted up his kurta, they saw a scorpion was under his back and bit him almost 70 times. So he said, Hazrat, you could have told us that we could have. He said, I'm teaching Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in front of Nabi sallallahu in Medina Sharif. Then how can I distract myself? So that is Allahu Akbar. In front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching hadith, so much devotion. This is for me and you to get inspiration. We far from there. We can't even reach there, but at least the lowest level. That to think when I start namaz, as we will learn how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. So this is the tasawwuf all about, that namaz must become a namaz of ruh, a namaz of life. And this is what is called antabudallah ka'annaka tara. This is tasawwuf all about. This is ihsan. That whatever you do, particularly your namaz come right, then this will come right in our whole life. That you such a way you make ibadat of Allah as though you are seeing Allah. But we have to do the whole course. And that is why, inshallah, we carry on and become what proper talab, desire, correct our intentions, and we'll see Allah Ta'ala will take us along. Don't just try to jump. Everybody feels, I also want to be a big sheikh. I also want nisbat. Just your coming here is a sign of you get you the friendship of Allah Ta'ala. Now grow it. It will grow gradually, inshallah. So make namaz as though you are seeing Allah. Or if you don't, you can't reach that stage, then know Allah is watching me. Like Hazrat explained so beautifully, it's so natural. You're working for a boss, or even you are ustadi in a madrasa. The moment you know the principal is not around, or the students know the ustadi is not around, then naturally you see they just become dila dala. You can be a very good worker also, and you are manager also, but you know my boss is gone 2 weeks vacation. Automatically you see you just become lax. That even your normal work which you used to do diligently, although you're the manager, but you still lax, you take it easier, but now the boss is not around. So exactly the same, when we don't realize Allah is watching me, then in my namaz, as I say, sometimes I even stand like I'm standing at a street corner. My one leg is bent little, I don't see whether my legs are facing, my feet are facing Qibla or what. I'm just standing casually, even my, how I have to fold my hands also, as we learn in the Masail. That also I'll be just standing anyhow, and I'll think, you don't even think you're standing in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So such a namaz, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. And that is why a person should not think that where am I going to reach that stage that Allah, I can see Allah. And not you can see directly as though, like you know, your ustad first of all, for example, he went out of the class. But you know, hey, he's standing there in a corner from the window, he's watching me. You're not looking, but you just had a glance, his husband, Maulana is there at the back. Now you're looking in front, but you can't, it is as if you're still seeing him. So now you will carry on learning your sabak. And when you know he comes in front, then see how you, and you know if I can't see him from, I'm looking that side, but he's seeing me. So you'll still be concentrating. And don't think this is difficult, where I'm going to reach there. Ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is very, very easy. Allah made it so easy that to become the friend of Allah is the greatest thing. We're supposed to do the hardest work. Allah said, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Just be in the company of the true righteous servants and our Shaykh and the author of this kitab, Shaykh Ahmad Shaheed and Sufi Iqbal Sahib, our Dada Shaykh. What a great chain we have got. So we come here, we make intention, we get the prayers, all the special nood from the heart of all these Mashayikh and directly from our Shaykh. We get it, our, everybody, the main current is coming from the big wherever the main generator is. But in every town, every house, there's four or five houses close to one another, there's one small box. So from that box, you will get your current. So don't jump and say, no, I want to get my current directly from my from Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullahi, or directly from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Without getting connected to your Shaykh, you'll never reach there. So our connection is here, and whatever will come into our heart is from our Shaykh, and it's coming directly or through the channels from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, directly from Allah Ta'ala. So don't jump. That is why very important also. Don't come here just to see, oh, let me see how the khanka all about. Then you will start listening to other programs, and very careful, stay away from listening to programs on YouTube or anything. You just listen to one other Maulana, and he gives a nice program, you lost your direction. And now you see your current is off. Now you don't even know. And then you're not even coming for majlis, etc. And then you say, I don't benefit. I took bayat, but I'm not benefiting. Because you lost your direction. So be very careful that it is easy. The cause is so easy. Ad-deenu yusrun. If you don't do the cause, then you see it's difficult. Like in dunya also. A person, especially many women folk, they all want to be on the road today, which is not their place. They have to be at home. But they want to drive, and then they get a puncture, they don't know how to change the tire now. Now, very worried, perspiring. So how am I going to do this? Nobody to help her. She said, I think I have to call, I have to hire about 5-10 people to lift the car for me. And get somebody, I don't even have a jack, I don't have a spanner. See if somebody got a hammer and a chisel, they can hit out the nuts for me and change my tire. What a mess they will do. But if you learn simply how to change the tire, a wheel, then even an old man, he's panting, but slowly, slowly he'll able to do it. And today with all this technology, you even get a jack that you put it in your cigarette light holder and it moves up on its own. You get the spanners that you just, it works with the battery or the cigarette lighter and you can take out your nuts. So even a small boy will able to do it. So similarly, deen is much, much more easier than that. We just come regularly with the correct intention, pay attention in all the majalis. Very important, Hazrat teaches us, sit with adab, respect, listen attentively. Make the intention, oh Allah, I want to listen attentively. And after listening, I want to retain it. Mahfuz karna. I want to let it go in my heart. We must just make this intention. The dua is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then, oh Allah, what I have retained, I must understand it properly and practice upon it. And then I must pass it on to others. Then a person will see how easy deen is, and not just easy, Allahu Akbar. It's enjoyable. You'll get enjoyment in deen, and you see in this majalis how enjoyable it is just to be sitting in front of the Shaykh. Otherwise, Hazrat says, you don't do the course, and like a person, he doesn't know how to use the computer. Now you tell your son or somebody, your worker, just go and print me that letter on the computer. He doesn't know head or tail. He is pressing this button, that button, and he can't. After 1 hour, he comes, where's the letter? He said, there's something wrong with the computer. Not something wrong with the computer, something wrong with you. You didn't do the course. So exactly the same. Today myself, we say that I read namaz, why my work is not getting done? It's not the problem with namaz, problem with your namaz. So my namaz has got a problem. So if I start doing my course properly, inshallah, Allah sees our sincerity, and then Allah Ta'ala will take us out from this condition. That aur ghaflat wali namaz ke liye, Quran wa hadith mein sakht wa'eed hai. That if you don't do this course, and you just carry on whole life, I know my namaz, I'm an alim also, I don't need to be in the company of a sheikh, where I must be under a sheikh, etc. I know my namaz. So I'll carry on. You'll see, even you, the imam also, but you're not you're not lifting your hands properly. You're not even standing properly in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then that will be a namaz which is called a namaz of ghaflat, unmindfulness. And this unmindfulness is very, very dangerous. Hazrat just gives 1-2 examples that a person in dunya, today with all this technology, etc., you're driving, and while you're driving, you want to answer the call, or you want to work, send a message. And you say, busy sending a message, that 1 minute of unmindfulness, the car in front just gave brakes, and then you went into it. Because you were unmindful, now you blame the car in front. Or you blame the pole came in my way. No, you are unmindful. So if that will happen in dunya, then in deen, Allahu Akbar. We see today in the deen what has happened. The whole ummah, our masjids got closed. Because as we will learn in front, myself first, I'm the biggest culprit. We came to the masjid, but just as a routine, as a ritual, I'm going for my namaz. So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and understanding to realize that kind of namaz, as Hazrat explained, don't think of other people. Don't think of people who dead. The problem is people who don't come for namaz. I go for namaz. I'm coming for namaz, but I'm not, I don't even know the etiquette of the masjid. I'm not even standing in front of you. So I'm a bigger problem. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize this reality that ghaflat and mindfulness in the Quran Sharif and the Hadith, severe warning has come. Severe warning has come in the Quran Sharif and the Hadith that a person who is not interested in correcting his salah and is not interested in doing the cause, one is the outward cause, learn all the masail, etc. properly. Then come and fill now in that container, fill in the as we explained in the madrasas, Darul Uloom, you'll get the outward form, which is very important. Now that outward form mustn't just be an empty body. Now fill this noor of this connection with Allah Ta'ala, that you will get here in the Khanka, by the Mashaykh, by our Shaykh. And then Hazrat Allah Ta'ala immediately says, when you do this cause, and we see, we read this ayat every day, that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah has put it in the past tense, that person who started this cause already, and he's doing his other cause, and also both has to go together. They don't think, no, I learned my namaz and I know how to read. Every day and every time we have to check our namaz. That am I standing correctly? As we learned yesterday, Hazrat teaches us that a Sufi is not, that his eyes is only on the earth. I started Allahu Akbar, now I'm by Allah Ta'ala. And you don't see my trouser is still below my ankles. How can you be by Allah when you didn't even lift your trouser? Or when you came up from, or you started, you didn't even see if my feet are straight. Is it on the line or not? And when you come back in your second rakat, normally our feet move slightly. So slightly look down and see am I back on the line. And then stand properly again. Otherwise a person who does this, then Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The sign of the true believers, they are successful already. In other words, just by intending, and then you come and do the call, you already got success. And this word, فَلَا اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Imam Raghib Asfahani rahmatullah alayhi has written a beautiful tafsir, Mufradatul Quran. In that tafsir he writes that in Arabic this word fala is such a small, concise word, but it is so beautiful, it's all encompassing. All the success you can think of in any way whatsoever, whether it's your health, whether it's your wealth, whether it's your family, whether it's your deen, etc., every type of success Allah has encompassed in the word falah. So Allah is saying, when you realize that my namaz is not in order, and that's why my life is haywire, and now you start and you make tawbah, and you come for this call, now already you're successful. But sadly today we say, I don't have time, because on my success I have to still do my university course. I still have to go to my business. Many times we ask a person that, why you didn't see you a few days? Hey, Maulana, what can I say? My business, the computer's packed up, man. If I get that right, you'll see I won't miss a namaz. Your computers will never come right till you come back to the masjid first. Allah's system is, for you work on your namaz, Allah will sort out your dunya and your deen. So this is the system. But sadly, today we are looking for success everywhere else where it doesn't lie. Who can tell us about success? The creator of success. Allah Rabbul Izzah tells us where success is. So success, and that is why not only Allah told us in the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala knows we are unmindful and we don't know where's our success. Allah put a special announcer. The Muazzin is the special caller of Allah. Whichever minister or ordinary counselor, you got a meeting with him, first of all, to get an appointment is so difficult. Then he gives you appointment, he's not going to remind you that come for your appointment. If you miss it, he'll tell you came late, so I can't see you. Allah gave us an appointment free of charge. And this is not an ordinary appointment. We learn in the lessons to come, inshallah, that this is such an appointment which you can pay the whole world, you can't pay the price for it. And then Allah reminds us of our appointment. That hayya ala salah, come to salah. So the muazzin is not an ordinary person. He's a great caller of Allah. He's a special messenger of Allah Ta'ala. A person comes with a special message to you and you forgot about it. And you say, Jazakallah. So we're supposed to be telling Jazakallah to the muazzin. Our Shaykh explained one person who was intended to build this whole masjid, etc. He used to live in Benoni, but he used to come here right to the Azadul Fajr time already. And that time the Darulum was not yet built, but he used to come, and he says when he used to read namaz in Jamia Masjid, after he used to come out, then he's hardly walking few steps, he takes out, and that time 20 rand was the highest denominator. There was no 200 rand and 50 rand. So he used to take out the 20 rand, he used to tell Hazrat, go and give this, put it in the masjid tin. I use the toilets, I use the wuzu khana. Then after a while he takes out another 20 rand, he says, Hazrat, please give this to the muazzin. He called me for salah. So if we realize this, then we'll realize what a great thing is that we'll even fight to be giving azan. But Allah Ta'ala says, you think your success is that, hey, I got now, it's time, I'm busy with this big deal. When I'm finished there, then I'll go for my asr salah. And we see asr goes down the drain and we lost everything. So success is here. Allah says, if you don't realize, hayya alal falah, we're not calling you to lose your routine or to lose your deal. We're calling you, where's the success? The success is here. So come to success. And who is that person who is successful? That is a person who brought iman. What is the sign of iman? The first sign, Allah says, alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Those who come with utter respect and with utter the humbleness, they come in the court of Allah. And then they standing with total devotion and total humbleness in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And a person who realizes this, then you will see. Otherwise, unfortunately, we see my condition, Hazrat explained, that first of all, we don't realize that our success lies here. And our success, then our whole deen will come correct. And we see, Allahu Akbar, forget our deen. Just the aspect of wuzu, for example. Today we coming for salah, but I don't even make my wuzu properly. As Hazrat explained, generally, that you'll see, even if you, the wuzu is supposed to be made at home. And when you make wuzu, then one important aspect of wuzu, which is a mustahab, but is very important and very beneficial for our health, etc., that to gargle the mouth, not just to put water in the mouth and spit it, to gargle, to make and we'll see myself, or even in the wuzu khana, you'll hardly hear anybody. And if somebody does that, you'll think what kind of a person this is. Whereas you get a little flu, the doctor tell you, gargle with TCP. That gargle with salt water, but here Allah has given it to us, but we don't realize it. So our wuzu, which is so beneficial, we don't do that correctly, then where are we going to find success in the namaz, etc.? And Allahu Akbar. The other aspect of wuzu, like cleaning the nose, it's not just to put your water and just to throw, put water in your nose, put your fingers and then blow your nose. All that that musk that is in the nose, it saves you and takes out all the fever, take out all the phlegm from your chest, etc. So Allahu Akbar, how our deen, the only success is only in deen. And deen will come when our namaz come right. Then our dunya will come right. Today, medical science is making so lot research about the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But they are such people that Mufti Mahmood Sahib used to say that a person like George Bernard Shaw, which is a big liar, he says that the most beautiful religion is Islam. He says if he was a true person, he should accept Islam. So we shouldn't be like that also. We say Islam is the best, but I'm not practicing on Islam. I'm not coming in, I have to come into Islam. So like they are researching on the sunnah, and what they have come to understand, just one mustahab act of namaz is the best exercise for the heart. That is when you make salam properly and you look on your shoulders, not look around or don't make half salam. You have to turn your face fully, just a small action. It comes that medical science have come to understand that this is the best exercise for the heart. Allahu Akbar. So namaz is not exercise. It's not, but it is, Allah has given us a complete package. It's our connection with Allah. And Allah has given us such a connection that your dunya, I will see to it. And see how simple. Otherwise we go and do all funny exercises, going to the gym and paying a price, etc. But yeah, Allah gave us spiritual. What a gym this is. This is a spiritual jump, and if we realize this, especially this month of Ramadan, and then all the full package that we are getting here, what programs, etc. Don't think that, no, I'm missing out on my tilawat, etc. I don't have enough time for tilawat. No, these programs are, when Abraul Haqsab Rahmatullah Ali gave a beautiful example, he says a person went to Haram Sharif. And his Sheikh Mawlana Abraul Haq Sahab was also there. Now he was in Makkah Sharif, and normally the time between Asr and Maghrib in Makkah Sharif is quite long. So you got time to make tawafs, you can make a few tawafs during that time. But that also we learn what kind of tawaf in namaz I make, just up, down, kiss the ground, and I think I made a lot of tawaf. So anyway, he was now perplexed, what must I do? And Sheikh is having a majlis after Asr. Now where am I going to get time to make so much tawaf? And I'm only here for a week. And I have to, must I go to the Sheikh's majlis or must I come and do my tawaf? So many of us, we think, no, Hazrat only comes after Asr. Or this program will come 11 o'clock, the other programs I'll carry on making my tilawat, etc. Hazrat says, so he asked his Sheikh, and this is important. When you got a problem, ask your Sheikh, ask the right people. Then Hazrat explained with a simple example. He says, what you're asking me, that you love to read Quran Sharif, but your eyes are very weak, you can't even see properly. You can't even see the harkat, the letters properly. So what must you do? Must you first go to the optician and get your eyes checked up, and Allah Ta'ala gives shifa, your eyes get cured. Now when you read Quran Sharif, you'll read half page, but see how properly you read it. And what quality of Quran Sharif. So what is it better? He just understood from that example that I must first go to my Sheikh. He is my spiritual doctor. When he corrects my heart, then see that two rakats, it is mentioned, the two rakats of a arif who has recognized Allah Ta'ala is better than 100 and 1,000 rakats of a abid, a person who's making ibadat all the time, but he still hasn't got proper connection with Allah Ta'ala. So this is what Allah Ta'ala is teaching us here, that you will be successful if you do this course on concentration and devotion. And if you don't pay attention to that, then Allahu Akbar. On one occasion, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala farmate hai, ke ek martaba, Huzur Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam ne aasman ki taraf nigaah utahi. One time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out
And then the other Sahaba were in front also. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lifted his head to the sky and he looked up. And then when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looks up, it's not just ordinary looking. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is getting direct wahi from Allah Ta'ala. Immediately Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned and informed the Ummat, Ye irshad farmaya, ke is waqt ilm ke dunya se ut jane ka waqt munkashif ho gaya. That Allah has opened to my heart that now knowledge of deen is being lifted from the world. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out at that time already. Now it's over 1400 years ago. Can we understand? We'll understand it here. Let's just finish this hadith. Then a sahabi who was there, Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum, sahabi ne arz kiya, Ya Rasulullah, ilm hum se kis tarah ut jayega? That the sahabi was surprised and said, Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will knowledge be lifted up from us? Because we are doing what we are doing, hum log Quran Sharif padte hain aur apni aulad ko padhate hain aur wo isi tarah apni aulad ko padhayenge aur silsila chalta rahega. That we all think like that, that how can knowledge be lifted? We learn, now we're sending our children to learn, and they will send their children, and this will carry on inshallah. So they will be learning all the time. So what knowledge will be lifted? I don't understand this, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautifully he replied. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, Main tujhe bara samajdar khiyal karta tha. Oh Ziyad, I thought you were very intelligent. You had proper understanding of deen. But I see you didn't understand properly. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, Don't you see, ye Yahud wa Nasara bit Torah Injil parte parhate hai. Phir kya kar aamad ho? He says, don't you see the Jews, Christians, they also read their previous scriptures and they also taught it. But what did it benefit them? Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, what was their condition? Like loading a donkey full of books. They just learned. They got big, big institute. And sadly today, we mustn't look at them. We must look at myself. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself has mentioned that a time will come, لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه ولا يبقى من القرآن إلا رسمه. Nothing will be left of Islam, just our name. We'll be even going to madrasa, we'll be going to the Darul Uloom also. But when we're out of sabak, then if you see a student somewhere in the shop or somewhere in a lodge, you won't know this is an alim, this is a molana, this is a student of deen. You'll be shocked. So the kitab, you'll get the knowledge, you'll just get the information, but that knowledge didn't penetrate your heart, so there's no knowledge. There's two different things. One is, you know the direction to go to a certain place, but does it mean that you reach there? You haven't reached there. Now, go take the right means, take the right transport, etc. Then when you're on your journey, you can make dua, and if you're on the right direction, that inshallah will reach there. But you're not even on the right direction. And now you think, no, I'm an alim now. I know all the masail, etc. I don't have to go waste my time in the khanka, etc. That means you just got the outward form of knowledge. And that is why today we see what an outward, foolish form. That even online today, it has become so common. And this was shaitan's work to get us in the trap. That now with this lockdown, etc. To trap us such that now you can learn online. I don't need a ustad. Allahu Akbar, where's knowledge of deen also? To get the proper knowledge, you have to be in front of an ustad. In front of a ustad, then you'll get the understanding. Today, any small thing, Mr. Google, Allahu Akbar, he's our mufti today. And today, with all the Zoom, ustad, poor ustad is teaching. The student is sleeping. Bukhari Sharif ustad says that I'm teaching this, and when I found out, the student is fast asleep. And we say we're learning online. So let us get our direction correct. So this is here to get our direction properly. Otherwise, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, nothing is left of Islam, just beautiful Muslim names. Even we come in the masjid, we see today, we have come like advertising billboards. Nobody know who am I. Did I come to perform namaz or am I advertising for Adidas? Am I advertising for this company and they don't even pay you? And how Shaitan works, he makes you his advertising agent and he laughs at you. That person is going for namaz, what he knows about namaz. So Allah Ta'ala make me understand the reality. And nothing will be left of Quran Sharif also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But just the custom. Today we see big, big competitions. That the competitions, kirat competitions. And my son came out first. And the Qari who read, we see every time we hear that the Egyptian Qurra particularly, they read so beautiful. But that Qari sahab, when he read, he had a nice jubba, etc. Hazrat explained, Qari Amiruddin was a very, like a mujahid. And he used to come here for Jamaat, etc. Allah grant him high stages. He passed away in Canada. When he came here to our country the first time on a ship, and then they asked him to fill in the form, what is your purpose of visit? He says, to conquer your country. Because he was a military man, so they sent him back there straight away. But after that, he came again. So he said, one day in Egypt, he made namaz behind one imam. And the imam read very beautifully. So after namaz, they have a room where you can visit the imam. And you can ask him questions. He went to the room. He says, I want to meet the imam who performed the namaz. So beautiful. The imam was sitting there on the chair by his desk. And he had no beard. He had like a ordinary dress. No jubba, nothing. He says, I'm the imam. He says, no, the imam who performed the namaz, he had a nice jubba, he had a beard, and he performed the namaz, and he read so beautiful. He says, no, I'm the imam. He says, then where's your beard? He pointed behind the door, his wig was hanging there. His jubba was hanging there. So this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said how many years ago. And today, myself, I don't have to look at anybody else. Outwardly, I look dressed that I got sunnat. But I'm still far from sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So here we have to come to fill this reality in us. Otherwise, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has warned us that look at the Jews and Christians. What have got left of their religion? And they claiming that they are the friends of Allah. Today we ourselves, just one small virus and we got scared and we went away from namaz. And even ulama that said, no, don't go to the masjid. It's very dangerous. Here is a super spreader of virus. How can virus spread in the masjid? So we have to get our act in order. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu further mentioned that he narrated this hadith and then he said that Abu Darda radiallahu ke shagir kehte hai ke maine dusri sahabi Hazrat Ubada radiallahu ta'ala anhu se jaakar yeh kisah sunaya. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that one of his students, after he heard this hadith from me, he said, I went to another sahabi, Hazrat Abu Ubada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I told him what my ustad said, this hadith about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he explained that what Hazrat Ziyad said and how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Hazrat Ubada, another sahabi, he established it and he said, unhone farmaya ke Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu sach kehte. He said, definitely Abu Darda, what that hadith he narrated was the truth. This is definitely going to happen. And imagine in the time of Sahaba already. And now what is our time? That today our deen is just like a show. Our deen is a picture deen. Every ibadat of ours, Hazrat explained, for example, her qurbani. Now a person who still does qurbani properly, now he sends a check. He's a rich person, so he says, people, and qurbani is not sadqa. Qurbani is a ibadat on its own. So he says, people in India, Malawi, they don't get meat. Let me send a check and make my qurbani there. If you ask the mufti sahab, your qurbani will be made, most probably. But the reality of qurbani, did you ever get it? And Allahu Akbar, qurbani is such an ibadat, and all our ibadat. And like we explained, just wuzu itself, our istinja is so beneficial. Then qurbani, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, see that you get involved yourself. Slaughter your own qurbani. So much so, even the woman folk would parda. Not today, our woman folk are going to the farm. And instead of making qurbani, they're going on a fashion parade. And not only on a fashion parade, on a video parade. You are making qurbani, supposed to be giving your life for Allah. And you, your whole video, everybody is seeing it. And you're zooming it all over. And not only in the qurbani, in Haram Sharif, we see what was our condition. Today we cry, Haram Sharif was closed down, they're not allowing it. I closed it down myself. That I was videoing myself in front of Kaaba Sharif. So what is left? We are picture Muslims today. And a picture, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat gives us a beautiful example. You tell your child, a lion is very dangerous. Be careful, don't go near a lion. The child is thinking, what's a lion? Now he goes to school, the first day, and you send him to school also. The first day, what they teach him? To color in a coloring book. So now he's got his coloring book and color. He's turning the page, then he sees a big thing there. He asks his madam, what's this? This is a lion. So he said, my father said, I must be scared. This lion will eat me up. Then a child is naughty. So first he wants to see what this lion can do. He takes his pencil and he pierces the lion. Say, oh, this lion is useless. What can this lion do? Nothing he can do. Then he takes his scissor, he cut the lion's eye. He says, see how strong I am. I even cut the lion's eye. But that is a picture lion. So today that is what they are doing to us. That they say Muslims are strong, but we are like picture liar, picture Muslims. Let us come, Allahu Akbar. Then that lion in the zoo is also a dangerous lion, but he's in jail already. So the few Muslims that are there, we're still in jail. Come to the lion in the jungle. You just hear one lion escape from the Kruger Park and it is somebody's factory. Now all work stopped. Nobody, as it says in one zoo, two old men were pegging along with their walking stick. An announcement came, be careful, a lion got out of the cage. These old men who couldn't walk properly, they were first out of the gate. So we have to come, reality. And then when this reality will come, Hazrat Abu Darda Rizlau says, Main sach kehta hu, aur batao ke sabse pehle kya cheez dunya se utega. And he says, I'm telling you the truth. That can I tell you what is the first thing that will be lifted from the knowledge of deen, and what the reality will be lifted from our hearts? Sabse pehle namaz ka khushu ut jayega. The first thing, our concentration and devotion in namaz will be lifted. So when our namaz has got no life, then where we have got life? And we are so grateful, we can't make enough shukr. Hazrat has set out this program for us. Myself, I see years we listening, but we still don't have an inkling of namaz. We don't have an idea. To dekha hai ke badi masjid mein ek shakhs bhi khushu se namaz padne wala na hoga. He says, you'll see a whole masjid will be full. There won't be one person who will have devotion in that masjid. Allah save me, all of us. Hazrat Uzaifa radiallahu ta'ala, jo huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke razdar kehlate hain, wo bhi farmate hain ke sabse pehle namaz ka khushu utaya jayega. Another great sahabi, Hazrat Uzaifa radiallahu ta'ala, he used to be the secret keeper of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He also says, I tell you, the first thing that will be lifted from the ummah will be concentration and devotion in namaz. Allahu Akbar. Today, forget concentration, our outside namaz, our outward namaz. Myself, we not come, when we come for namaz, when we got time, when we don't have time. Hazrat Ali radiallahu say, kisi ne pucha ke khushu kya cheez hai. Then somebody asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu, what is this khushu all about? And what is this concentration and devotion? Farmaya, khushu dil mein hota hai. He said, concentration and devotion is in the heart. It's not an outward thing. Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala kehte hai ke dil ka khushu Allah ta'ala ka khauf hai aur nigaah ko neeche rakhna. There are many explanations they have given with regard to khushu. Hazrat Qatada radiallahu says, one sign of khushu is that you stand in front of Allah with fear, and fear that I'm standing in front of Allah. Am I standing properly? Somebody that you love, we see, we just come meet our sheikh, you meet your ustad, you love to meet him, you're eager, but you're scared. Am I doing the right thing? Am I standing in the right way? So that is how we should be entering the masjid. And Allahu Akbar. Then your eyesight will be down, not your head. Khushu is not an outward thing, as we will learn in front, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq to carry on and try complete the kitab properly, and let some reality come in my heart. That keep our gazes down, not your head down. So Allah give us proper understanding, and we should make dua for these things. And then Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, will grant us out of His sheer mercy.